know, I go to H-E-B. And I go to H-E-B thinking I'm going to get all this fruit and all this vegetables and the chicken for the soup. And I was like, I want to make this dish that I call Joseph's food. And it's milanesa. If y'all know what this real thin skirt of meat is, you chop it up real fine. Then you mix it in there with some olives. And I hate olives, but I put it in there and put some good stuff in there, some potatoes, some onions, some seasoning, right? And I told my wife, what does that sound good? She goes, yeah, I want some of that and with some black beans and some rice. So, I have my cart full of all these vegetables already. But I'm already craving something else. So when I was going through, how you go through H-E-B and they start putting the produce out, and the guy's just taking it out of boxes, just throwing it on there. And this avocado that I went to go get fell down. I figured, that's no good. How many of you have dropped an avocado and then opened it up to eat it? What do you call that? Huh? Say it again. Bruised. So I said, I ain't going to eat that avocado. But the man just picked it back up and put it right on the shelf. I said, I feel sorry for somebody that grabs that one. When they cut into that thing, it's going to be all black on that just one little section right there where it hit the ground. You see, we're the fruit of God. And I was looking at the man just throwing it up there. And then, you know how the avocados look. That black skin that's on there, or green, whatever you want to call it. And it's just real tough, right? I found out that avocados don't take any pesticide. None at all, because the skin is so tough that the insects don't go to it. So that's why you don't find it over there by where the sprinklers come on. It doesn't need to be chilled. So then I'm watching this guy as he leaves there. He goes over there and starts putting cilantro, because I was going to go get cilantro. So he starts putting cilantro in there where the water is. And I looked at some of the cilantro. It had a lot of dirt on it. When you get cilantro, it comes from the ground. You got to rinse it off. If not, you'll get dirt within your food. I'm going to get to the messages. Hold on. Anyway, what are you talking about all this food for? Well, I'm hungry. It's late. So I'm looking at this, and then those sprinklers, how that mist comes on? I said, Lord, that's us, isn't it? That's us. Oh, we need to be washed. We need to be cleansed. We need to get the dirt off of us before we can be displayed for others. Oh, see, don't make me have to work at this. You see, the seed that's inside of you is already produced. You've gone through the process of the dying. Before the seed can ever produce, it has to die. And then it germinates. And then before it even goes up, it goes down. You see, and we think that we're missing something along our walk with God because we're not going up, we're going down before we ever sprout any fruit. I said, Lord, 2015 was a little strange for me. I started off with such progression, and I started off with so much momentum that I started off with declaring that this is that season to transcend, to go up. But it seemed like I went down. And I said, Lord, I can't continue this way. He says, you're getting ready to produce your fruit. Because you're going deeper down. Before you see the fruit, before you see anything, you see one blade of grass. You see a little part. We don't want to shout when we see the little things come up. We want the fruit right away. I'll get my fruit now. Get my fruit now. But you need to have it go through its process. And I feel like, God, this is 2015. Woo-hoo. I wasn't even going to ask how much further I can go down, Tony. I said, no. Hallelujah. Get me up on out of here, God. But then something happened when I was in that grocery store as I saw him putting all that cilantro there, and it was getting cold. You see, there's some times in our walk with God when the seed that He's deposited in us, we go into the dark places and the crevices of our walk with God. But we're starting to produce something, but it seems like it gets cold and wet. Like, why is all this mud all around me? I said, God, I don't want another year like this. He says, you think that everything's going to just happen immediately? Just because you said yes, it's going to happen so fast for you. Oh, you're going to work. You're going to toil. And then when you begin to sprout forth something, that's when you're the most vulnerable. Because while you were underground, you were protected. But then when you start sprouting forth some, people take note. I mean, insects, I mean, you know, stuff start taking notice. And then not only do they take notice, they're quick to want to cut you down. I said, Lord, I'm just trying to make a meal for me and my honey tonight. That's why you got to get so prophetic on just cilantro and avocados. So I turned the corner. And I start going towards my tomatoes. Yeah, I need some tomatoes. Don't really add no flavor. So I'm going to go get me a tomato. Then I reach, and how many of you seen those tomatoes that have the vine still on it? See, Ben, they don't know. But Ben, maybe you know about that cooking, right? You know about that cooking. So that if it's still got the vine on it, it lasts longer. See, if you stay connected to the source, you'll last longer. But if you disconnect from the source, you're going to begin to rot faster. He says, but every time that I try to get you to stand still, you get a little irritated. Just trying to get you so you can produce more fruit. So I didn't get those. I got mad at God. I'm going to go for the ones that are shiny. Come on. You know fruit ain't that shiny. How many of you like to buy organic? You buy that organic stuff? You buy organic? Is it shiny? No? But it's not good because it's not shiny. Okay. How many of you buy those shiny Roma tomatoes? Aren't they so good? They're real shiny, right? That thing's the worst thing for you. You see, it's just like the, I like it. It's just like, oh Lord, help me now. I'm trying to be nice. It's just like Christians today. They want to look good, look shiny. Look at me. I can't dress for church today. I'm not talking about all the bling. No. I'm talking about, see, you want to look good on the outside, but there's no nutritional value on the inside. So I didn't grab those either. I'm just trying to make her a dinner. Okay. So, here's my basket. I'm emptying stuff out. I'm getting a little upset with God. I'm just trying to go to the grocery store. And you got to get prophetic in all of this stuff. I'm just going to go get me some canned beans. Because I ain't got to worry about having to make my beans. He says, see, you like everything fast. Have you ever cooked some beans with all that juice that's inside that can? And you didn't... Okay, we got the bus drivers in here tonight. But see, that... let me stay on this side. But when you cook with that juice that's inside the can, What's inside the can is preserving what's inside of it, and what you eat is going to taste like what it's preserving. Right? Did you miss that one? See, what you're eating should reflect what's inside of you. If you're not in the Word of God, what is really preserving you? Are you just going to spoil just because you look shiny? Look at me, look at me. Now, I'm not talking about the bling. No. I'm talking about, look at me, because I've been in church a very long time. Don't even get me started. I was saved before you were even born. And you still act like that? I don't want to go to your church. So look. I haven't even got the scripture yet. Just hold on. I'm just an H-E-B. Just an H-E-B. I got whooped. Just, you know, if you have y'all been H-E-B where they put the produce when you go through right there. So when you go through, you've got to see the produce. You walk past the produce bakery. Yeah. You know, you take your donut with you. Well, they, you know, so that you can shop longer. It gives you. So I finally get to the meat section. That's it. If you really want the meat, you already want it cut for you. You want it sliced for you. You already want it tenderized. And you want to cut all the fat off. So you're going to go to get something that's already been processed for you so that you don't have to do it yourself. See, it's just like most of us when we get into the things of God. We want things already done for us. We want things already prepared for us. So that when we get there, all we got to do is just put it in a pan and shut it and we're done. I said, God, I don't want to be like that. He goes, yeah, that's why I'm talking to you about food, son. Because you like it a little bit too much. Help me, sir. Help me. You ain't helping me tonight, man. Look. And so I said, God, but you know, I love food. It's been my friend for a very, 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 very all my life. So you would think God would say, okay, you can have that one. He says, but you put too many things before me, son. I don't know what I'm going to make my wife tonight, Lord, because you don't just whoop me from the, as soon as I walked into H-E-B, I went to go get vegetables. I was going to get organic, but no, I didn't get organic. And then went this way. You whooped me there. And then you whooped me when I was going to go through and I was going to go reach for the donut. You say, see, you like things that always rise and taste good, but you don't like the process. You always want something sweet and satisfying right now, but does you no good. So my wife's probably wondering, what is taking you so long? I'm getting beat up from God. I just left church thinking I'd be holy. Hallelujah. Still standing in judgment. So anyway, I'm good. Good. I got my meat, got my selections. I'm going home. And I said, Lord, I don't want to put things before you. I really don't. I don't want to put anything before you. And this is what he said. Go to Ezekiel 36:25. He said, oh, finally, we're out of H-E-B. Ezekiel 36:25. I'm not going to keep you here too long. I want to get into what we're doing here. And I want Bishop to speak on what he has in his spirit. Ezekiel 36:25 reads this way. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Now, for some of you thinking, well, I have no idols in my life. I don't have any idols. I know that God is God and Jesus Christ is my Lord. I have no idols. But what you give attention to, you know, your social network. Was it social media? Mm-hmm. Yeah. TV. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to say this one, but I have to. You see, do you know that you, if you put anything before God, it becomes an idol if you spend more time on that than you do towards God? I say, God, is it, am I putting my ministry before you? Is it that too much? You see, for some of us, we think that ministry is God. Ministry is not God. Ministry is not God. I said, I do not want to put my ministry before you, God. Watch this. I rebuke myself. If I have, God, I apologize. I repent. And I will give duties away for others to do. Thinking that I'm the only one that can do it right. I'm telling on myself. But you see, we think, and there's some of us that have that tendency to think that you're the only one that can do it right because you did it. And won't let anybody else do it because you're the only one that can do it well. Don't let me get started with dishes now. It's washed once, but you want to go and make sure that they did it right, so you redo it. All right now, all right, all right, all right. It's a happy day. Happy day. Oh, happy day. Okay, 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 okay. So idols, idols. See, one of my idols I told God is, okay, is my food my idol? Some of y'all don't, if y'all ever been around me when Bishop. When we see, you see that? When we get around food, some of us rejoice in the food. We hear the angels sing when we spend time with our food. And we begin to see and hear the angels sing when we bite into the street tacos that Raul makes on Monday nights. And then we just feel the Holy Ghost move in. Are you with me? Are you following me? And you see... And see, there's some things that we begin to put before God. And for me, is my food. I went to go eat with my son this morning. Went to Bill Miller's. All right, see, I'm getting repentance tonight. People are repenting tonight. We're in the right place. We're in the right place. See, that's it. Hallelujah. See, I went to Bill Miller's because the Bill Miller's over there by O'Connor on Bandera, they still have the bar they have there with the pico de gallo on the hot sauce, the sour cream. So I ordered me a bean and cheese and a carne quesada. See, the sour cream is free and the pico de gallo is free. Hey. So don't put me two scoops. Mm-mm. On each taco. I said, Lord, this is good. And then I was eating and he reminded me about the conversation we had at HEB. And my son Josh looked at me and goes, Dad, you going to get another taco? Didn't that happen today, Josh? Didn't that happen today? And Josh, he was eating right in front of me. He had those chops with those big old fries that they had. I was like... Taste and see that the Lord is good. But I remember my rebuke. And you know what Josh said? Are you still on those pills you're taking? Some of y'all don't know. Some of y'all don't know. I ain't going to say. But they work. With the help of Jesus. So I said, God, I'm not going to put food as my idol. I'm not going to put it before you no more. And that's it. Done. Done. But do I have to eat healthy too? Cricket, cricket, amen. He was busy at the moment, so I guess I'm going to wait for him to get back. Turn with me to Acts 22:16, please. Acts 22:16. I promise to move along. I know it's 11 o'clock, and right now we celebrate the New Year's on the East Coast. Now watch this. On the East Coast, the East represents a new day. The sun rises on the East. It's a new day. So it's already 2016 on the East Coast. This is 2016 right now. If we had not fallen back and changed our time, it's New Year's already. New Year's already. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. All right, I'm going to move through this quickly. Acts 22:16. Now, why do you delay? Get up and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name. How do you wash away your sins? By calling on his name. It's by trusting in him, believing in him. What does he do? He washes away everything from all the transgressions, everything that has transpired in your life. He washes away the sin. Why? Because he loves you so much. He removes it. Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Should I read it again? Okay, I will. Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. 2 Kings 10:14. 2 Kings 10:14. And I will park right here on this. And here's where I'll begin to mount this particular message here. 2 Kings 10:14. I'll begin in verse 10. And Elisha sent a message unto him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. Verse 14. Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and was clean. See, there's some things that don't make sense to people around you. Why are you getting baptized for the 15th time? Weren't you baptized when you were first converted, first saved? But there's some things that get on us from time to time that we've got to wash off of us. Whether it be the year 2015, or maybe it's something we need to get rid of to make way of what is coming for us. See, the scripture says that we can't put new wine into some old wineskin. But we try to take care of this wineskin, some of us. Carnegie saw the sour cream just not taking care of my temple. I wanted to keep this wineskin. Lord, give me new. He said, son, I can't give you new until you rid yourself of the old and make way for the new. See, how many of you want something new and fresh from God? See, these scriptures are here to let you know we got to get some things off of us. We've got to wash them off. Because if we don't wash them off, we're going to carry this stuff that we had on us right into the new year. And it'll begin to manifest into your personal life. It'll manifest in your ministry. It'll manifest in your relationships. It'll manifest in your job. It'll begin to manifest all areas of your life because you've been carrying this thing without going through the cleansing process. See, if I were to grab that cilantro that hadn't been cleansed and cleaned right and put it into my dish that I was making, it would have tasted nasty and dirty and gritty. See, many of us want to have people look at us to say we're Christians, but yet there's still stuff that's on you that you haven't gotten rid of. Some of that stuff is called pride. The other stuff is called rejection and abandonment issues, jealousy, bitterness and strife, anger. Don't like being told because you know everything already. My intellect tells me, no, your intellect only lets you know that you've read something. But the wisdom of God tells you how to apply what you have read, and it becomes now manifest from the Word of God. See, the devil knows the scripture better than everybody. And he'll use it against you. The very elect will be challenged. Oh, but you can't tell me. I know all about the Word. Your pride will continue to keep you where you're at. And that's what can be cleansed off of you tonight. You can let that pride go. It's Scripture says that when I became a man, I put away what?
Childish things. What?
Childish things. I put away an old mindset, a way of thinking, a way of acting, a way of responding. We put it away. We get rid of it so that we can put on the mind of Christ. You see, there's some things that we've got to put away. But if we don't put it away, it stays tucked away in here. It stays within the vessel that he's trying to fill with the newness of God. I don't know about you, but I don't want to miss what God has for me. You see, we bring in issues from the past, and we don't know how to get rid of them. So I began to ask God, what is this thing about seven times in the Jordan? Why the Jordan? The Jordan River was dirty. But why did Naaman come to him to begin with? Lord, it's already hitting somebody. See, he had issues of the flesh. He had flesh issues. So that the man of God said, oh, I don't even want to go and talk to him. Tell him to go dip himself in the muddy Jordan seven times. The man of God didn't come down to even speak to him face to face. He spoke to the messenger and sent a message to him and said, go dip seven times. And Naaman said, why? Why do I have to go to the Jordan? Aren't the waters over here cleaner and better? He should have come and told me. Pride. No one likes to be told what to do. Oh, don't tell me. I know more than you. Don't tell me. I'm the one that led you to Christ. Don't tell me. I'm the one that birthed you into the things of God. You might want to dip yourself seven times. I said, I understand what the number seven means. He says, do you really? Study it. Okay, God, why are you so mean to me? The number seven. All right, God, thank you. It means completeness and perfection, both physical and spiritual. Which is, the Bible has seven major divisions. Number one, the law, the prophets, the Psalms, the gospel and Acts, the general epistles, the epistles of Paul, and the book of Revelation. That's seven divisions in the Bible. The total number of original inspired books is 49, which is seven times seven, demonstrating the absolute perfection of the Word of God. So I understood when the Word of God goes forth, we don't understand what he's telling us to do, why he's telling us to do it, but it's a perfected word for us to do it. We're not to question whether or not or his means by having us do a certain thing. We're just to do it. If we don't do it, then we can negate the very thing that he has for us, and we can cause it to be aborted before it even manifests in our life. But we must be obedient to what he says to do. Can you imagine Naaman if he would have said, I'm just going to go to the river over here because it's closer to me, and dip himself seven times in a different river? See, what I'm trying to tell you, in 2016, you got to be in the place that God tells you to be. You got to be in the place that he tells you to be at and be there when he tells you to do it. And if he tells you to be there seven times, you're going to go there seven times. And if he tells you to be there and serve more than you've ever served before, then there's where you got to be. Because your blessing is tied to your destiny, where you're supposed to be at. Woo! So now when he gets to the river, he could have just, or maybe he would have, I was this dirty. He said, dip yourself seven times. Watch this. It was the messenger that told him, if he would have told you to do something very honorable, would you have done it? Oh, you'd have done that because it would have fit. It would have suited you. It would have fit you right. But now he says, you have got to do something that doesn't suit you. It doesn't fit you. It doesn't even settle right with you, because I'm trying to get you to do something you've never done before in your life. It makes no sense. And so when I read that, I said, God, you're about to do something. He goes, yeah, I'm about to move men out of the way. And I'm about to do something that people cannot explain. When they look at what caused the miracle, they're going to say, it's just muddy and it's just dirt. But they don't know that I was in it to begin with. Because my word is where I send it. Hey, cut out about see. Because the word Jordan means transition. Transition from where you're at into something different in you that you know not of. Seven times. Tip yourself seven times in a transitional phase of your life. Do something different that you've never done before. Maybe you're going to serve 100%. Maybe you're going to serve more than you've been serving. Maybe you're going to do more than you've ever done before in your life, but you're going to give God first. Do something different. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can do it. That's the problem. You think you are doing it. It's God that's doing it. What is the muddy Jordan going to do for you? Nothing. But obeying God and His word does everything. Everything. Dip yourself seven times in the muddy Jordan. What for? Because I said so, son. That's why. Well, why do I got to go to this Mexican church over here and I only understand Spanish? And I got to go over here and this Mexican, he looks Chinese and he acts like he's black. But why do I got to go here to this church? He said, because I got a plan for you, sir. And when you get there, you're going to know that I'm there. And when you get there, I'm going to plan something for you that you never knew. Because if you had stayed where you were at, you wouldn't have got what God has given you today. Now, see, some of y'all don't understand the testimony of this man's life. He came in as a visitor. And God said, no, I had a plan for you all along. What you were originally sent here to do was not the original thing I had in store for you. Woo! Woo! Watch this now. Lord. Me and you were just standing there laying hands on some folks. Watch this. Bishop looked at me like, you want me to do what? Okay. Had everybody line up on that wall. Remember that? Line up on that wall. We're going to lay hands on everybody. Lay hands on everybody. He walked by. We felt the Holy Ghost right on. Remember that? I said, You're going to preach. He goes and sits back down. We thought service was over. Second service started. Mama wasn't even here. Mama was overseas somewhere in Puerto Rico. She was hearing testimonies about what was happening in the house. And as the family sits back there, he says to God, if this is where you want me to be, make him come to me. What did God do? Walk over there, son. Watch it. Come on, John, Bishop. We don't even watch that house. We just start walking. Walk right up to him. And the moment I went straight to him, it shifted the atmosphere. Everybody, remember that, Hannah? Everybody was crying. You see, when you get to where you're supposed to be, things begin to move in the direction that God has for you. And when you think that you've been overlooked, and you think you've been forgotten, when you think that you're never going to mount up to anything, he says, get to the Jordan. And when you get there, I'm going to meet you right in that spot. Woo! And then the fruit of it is about to be displayed this Sunday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon as we have our inaugural service, our Spanish service. Why? Because he obeyed to get to San Antonio, Texas, not knowing why. But when he got there, he said, I don't know why I gotta get there. Because he came because you said come. Woo! Oh, hear this. Woo! Oh, I don't want to even get prophetic right now. You have wondered why you've been coming and been drawn to this house. Since every time I walk in, it seems like I feel more of you, God. Because there's purpose and destiny for your ministry and who you will touch. I see some young folks coming in the house of God, coming with fire and such a passion for Him. Because the display of your heart that you have for God will be seen. Deliverance ministry is inside of you to set the captives free. They may not understand the ways that you do it, but you're going to do it out of the love of God. He sent you here for a reason. He brought you from a mighty long way. He says, get to that house. They'll know what to do. Get there. Every time I come, God, I just weep in your presence. Why is that, God? Why? Because he's filling you up. He's making things ready for you. Jesus said, I go now to prepare a room for you. He's been preparing a place for you. That so many will be changed and transformed out of the words that come out of your mouth because of the heart you have for him. You were overlooked. You were an outcast. You were forgotten about. But God called you here for a reason. The same angel that visited you in your truck, it's the same one that's been waiting on you to get back. Because he's going to do so much greater because of the wisdom and knowledge that you have went through to understand who he is. That you will bring so many out of captivity. That you will go back into those places and say it's time for you to come out. A set time and a set place he's had in store for you. I thank God for you, sir. What is it about going to a church at night, New Year's Eve, for what? It's just another service. You ain't been in a place where God made a point to speak to you. Say, son, don't even put it past you. You don't think that you can. You don't think you're going to be able to understand. God says, I trust you, sir, when nobody else trusted you. I see the inside of you greater than what you see on the outside of you. Because I need you to see me in you. You're a man of God. Do we have issues? Every single one of us. Maybe God has made it a point to let you know you are a man of God. Searching after his heart. May stumble and fall. Just dust yourself off. It's all right. Could have been somewhere else. Yeah. So could all these people here. But God saw fit to get you here tonight. Because you'll never be the same. Never. Never. You ain't going back either. You ain't going back. Oh, it's been tugging at you. Oh, it's been tugging at you. You ain't going back. He's got you in his hands. He says, this is my son. I'll never leave him. I'll never forsake him. I'll never turn my back on him. I'll never hurt him with my words. I only speak good things about him. I'll tell him how much I love him, how wonderful he is, how such a gift he is. He is so pleasant in my eyes. My hand is on you, says the Spirit of God. I plucked you out of the streets. I plucked you out because you're mine. Hand is on you, sir. I will use you to encourage many, to bring forth many out of the streets, to touch them right there where they're at. I see you giving blankets and pillows to those out in the streets. And as you lay your hands on them, they're going to feel the very warmth and touch of the love of God, because that's what you have desired from God so many times. And you feel him when he touches you. You're a blessed man, sir. We all have our issues. You need to see yourself how God sees you.
want to read something to y'all right quick. Pastor hit so many different things. It's ridiculous. I don't want to be redundant. Amen. But I want to read something to you. And while I was sitting here, you know, people from all over the country were sending me words. You know how that goes. And, you know, Bishop, the Lord said, you know, all this other stuff. And I'm grateful for that because my travels have extended me the opportunity to have a plethora of people in my life. But nonetheless, one word came, and then seconds later you said it. He said 2015 had been a year where something like everything had died in your life. It went to the ground. So I'm looking at that. I'm like, this ain't God. God don't want me looking at this right now. This can't be the word of the Lord to me at this moment. Why would God be talking to me about that? And really what happened was is my mind was trying to get away from seeing that. Mm. Amen. Then he said to me, the prophet said to me, but the Lord said that everything that went down to the ground had to go down there so it could come back up again and come back into life again. And when we got here early today, you know, the first thing that hit my spirit, man, is I remember when I was driving around in my Mercedes-Benz. And I'm not trying to be funny, but this man will understand everything I'm getting ready to say. And because I went straight to him when I got it. Y'all think I rode straight to his house. Look at what I got. And he praised the Lord with me. Amen. And Tony, that looks just like you, man. That's you. That looks just like you. My eyes were totally normal. Amen. And I was pastoring a significantly good-sized church. Amen. And doing what the Lord had me to do. Amen. And today I got dropped off by the Via Trans. Y'all not going to be able to handle me. I'm trying to get out your way, though. So when I got dropped off, I got dropped off super early. And it struck me odd, you understand, because I think probably a part of me was really trying to disassociate from that experience. But when I got dropped off early, and I do mean an hour early, brother, I had purposely not brought no coat tonight because I knew I was going to get off whatever, you know, transit system and get right on into the church. That did not happen. I said, oh, Lord, you're going to humble me on the last day of the year. And I talked at the door, and I knew he was in here speaking in tongues and praying. And that man wasn't nowhere to be found. I said, I'm going to the panda shop. Panda was gone. He done went all the way back to China. I looked over at my baby, and he's there. He ain't got no, you know, coat on. He's doing his little thing and texting and all this old kind of stuff, and I tried to go get in his little spot. He even pushed me out of his spot. So, you know, I walked, you know, I just started praying and just talking to the Lord, and I said, wow, here it is now. I'd have been dropped off an hour early before service. I'm not driving my own vehicle. I'm not moving around with the versatility that I used to have. I'm not even doing the things I used to do. I said, but you know what, Lord, I give you the praise, and I magnify your name because you know what, Lord, you are my source. And for everything I'm going through, Lord, I praise you that I'm right here at this house. And I magnify you because of the experience that you're giving me here right now in this season. You're allowing me with a right spirit and a right heart to really defer to the experience and let it do what it do. I can't get y'all to work with me. So I said, let it go on and let it do what it do. And if what it's doing is breaking me down to powder, then from there, then build me back up again. I ain't got no problem with that, Lord. And I'll give you the praise. And it don't make no difference to me who understands it. Because it's for me. This is my blessing. Come on, somebody. This belongs to me. So I come to the end of that experience. And I've been watching how the devil been trying to run me back about this house. Because I've been walking with that man almost 18 years. Y'all don't feel me, though. And I'm talking about like that. We done been through thick and very, very thin. Come on, somebody. 3 years ago, some crazy things took place in my life when we were together. 3 years ago. But today, here it is. I'm praising the Lord. It might not look like everything I want it to look like, but that don't make no difference because guess what? One of the greatest miracles I got right now today that I'm going out of 15 with and into 16, that little old boy sitting right there. And I didn't have to drag him to church either. He was already ready. Woke up ready. What you wearing tonight, Daddy? What you wearing? I don't know what I want. You gonna get dressed up? He told me you gonna get dressed up. You going like a hobo? And I be hoboing on purpose. Because getting dressed up for me is a challenge. Y'all not with me on this one. I got more shoes in my closet than any woman in this house. You better ask some people to know me. I got more shoes than any of you women. I got more clothes than most you know people have. And I don't wear none of them because of the complications I go through to be getting them things together. But you know what? I just thank the Lord that he has been transitioning me into an experience where I understand that I'm trying to do everything I can, like Hannah's saying about keeping my head above the water. And guess what? I'm not going into 2016 bobbing up and down. Come on, somebody. So when I saw that little girl get up here and begin to sing, even when the song went off and she kept on praising him and she kept on magnifying him, I said, I'm going to do like Hannah do, God. I'm going to get my breakthrough no matter what. And if I praise him by myself, I'm gonna praise him. See, so sometimes when you praise like that, when you get done, you might go right back to your circumstance. But that's how you do it, regardless who praise him, just like that. When that little girl was doing, I thought about this song, and I hope I maybe can get an opportunity to play for you real quick. It's Antoine Stanley, and it's called "You Are My Source." I don't know if y'all can dig that up, but if you can, let me know. And if I have your blessings to play, I'd like to play. I want to play number one for Hannah. Okay? Because the Lord told me that she worked real hard to pull that off. Because at first when she got up there, she wasn't feeling none of that with her high heels on. Standing up there like this, she's so cute. I said, look at this little baby. Look at this little baby. And then she began to sing. But you know what I know about that baby? Since she'd been in her mama's womb, she was born to worship. She was born to overcome. She was born to get where she needed to go. And that's the spirit of her parents. I can't get nobody to work with me. But the Lord showed me something when your baby was singing. And I'm going to act like ain't nobody in the room but me and you. She's been going through, brother. Right up underneath your nose, she's been going through. She has been struggling and going through some things and transitions emotionally, but tripping her all the way out. But you know what she said? And she said it over and over, I got to keep my head above the waters. And the water means the circumstances and the situations that's trying to pull me down and take me away from my peace and my joy. So she sang herself right into a breakthrough. And she sang so strong, she sang this whole church. So I said to myself, oh, I'm fixed to be a part of that. I'm not going to sit down on that. And it took me a minute too. I wasn't feeling it, man. I was wrestling. I knew I was in the right place, though. Y'all feeling what I'm saying? I already know I'm in the right place. You can't take me away from this. I'm fanning like I'm some little... But anyway, you can't take me... y'all know where I was going with that. It is hot. See, when my pastor be prophesying, I get up on him, y'all, to keep him cool. Y'all ain't with me with this. But when I'm fanning, I'm saying, Lord, this anointing and this blessing, I already know what I need to do. I'm going to sow my seed. I might not got everything that everybody else got right now, but I'm sowing my seed. He ain't going to sweat. He ain't going to be hot. I'm going to do him like I wish somebody was doing me. I'm going to bless the man of God. Y'all ain't... And I'll be on them little boys. Y'all better get that water. I can't even see him. And I'm... Look at him running from me. That's how Pastor probably want to do. I wish this man would get above me. I can't see him, but I don't want him to sweat. Y'all understand me? Y'all don't know. I'll be telling some people, is he sweating? Because I can see his big old head, but I can't see them crystal clear drops. Somebody work with me. You got to do what you got to do to get where you want to go. Somebody say amen. And I'm doing it from a pure heart because I'm not playing with it. Amen. It means something to me. Y'all, we take the bus here. We come 30 some odd miles, man, if not more. And when I can't get no help, I just call them folk. They come get my little, because I'm 100% disabled because of what happened to my eyes. So they come to pick me up. And at first it was very, very embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? Bishop? I used to wait with a little girl at our church, Abby, y'all remember that? And let the via come get her. Now I'm doing the same thing. Y'all don't know, man. You know, everybody's story is different. That's why I appreciate what George was talking about. Everything we go through, but I appreciate these young people trying to get somewhere. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? They're breaking through, and I think 2016 is going to be the year of our young people doing stuff that's going to blow our minds. And they can't help themselves. The power of God is upon their life. Amen? But I want y'all to look at something real quick. There's this definition for this word. God gave it to me on December the 25th while I was out at the studios on a ranch there, KGTN Studios. And I spoke a word. It's on my Facebook. Some of y'all probably already seen it. But he said this. I said, Lord, I'm going to ask you something. I'm not in the mood for playing all these little games that people, you know, want to play with these little cliche-ish things. And, you know, it's 2015, so I'm going to be, you know, whatever, you know, a jelly bean. And trying to make something work with 16 is kind of weird. So anyway, but I said, Lord, you tell me what is it that you're speaking to the house, to this house, to me, to us. And God said this strange word to me, y'all. He said, this is what I want you to carry on. I want you to speak to as many people about as possible. Tell them this will be the year of fruition. I said, what? And I heard that word, but I was not really completely familiar with it. So I had to go look up the definition. And its derivative is very simple. Very simple. First of all, the first word that's in the word fruition is fruit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the way you spell it is fruition. Fruition. Okay? And what it really deals with is actually coming to a place where you bear fruit.
Yeah.
Not the possibility or the capability thereof, but you actually get it done.
Yeah.
I am able. You are able to bear much fruit. Have we been doing that, though? I don't know about you, but 2015 was hellacious for me. I'm like, Pastor, God started out good. I was traveling all over the country. That man will tell you. And I was giving him updates, and I'm going to be at this place and that place, and then I'll come to the house, you know, get refilled, get back out there. I was on it, y'all. My stuff said, I got dropped off in the middle of nowhere. All by myself. But no way home. Y'all ain't. Yeah, I've been through some things here. And then all of a sudden, the only place I could find myself going to, the Lord said, go on to the house. Go to the house. Go to the house. No matter how you feel about it, no matter how it makes you, go to the house. Just like this man can. Go to the house. And I made my way here. How many times have I come right back here again? I said, I'm going to be looking crazy when I walk up in there, Lord. I'm going to be looking crazy. I'm going to be looking crazy. The Lord Spirit said, you in good company. He done did it too. Well, y'all ain't ready for all this. So I reminded myself, like, we are like brothers, man. We joined at the hip. We've been like this from day one behind some hot sauce.
Yeah.
That's why every time you make hot sauce, I'm taking it home. But food, the very thing God's saying don't get carried away with was the very thing that brought us together, amen? But guess who was in my arms when I went to go look for food? My baby. That little dude right there. Well, he was little. And it was just me and him. And here it is now with this thing had pivotally turned all the way around. Here we are right back together again. Now put your hands on my child so I can prophesy to him and get on out the way. But the Spirit of God said, that the very thing that was his genesis, God said, is going to be our new beginning all over again. And here it is, thinking not strange, baby, because I'm going to tell you exactly what the Spirit of God said to me. You looked at my face and I looked at your face and that was all that was there. And here we are again. And I'm doing everything I can to make that look different for you. But the Lord said, let it be what it is. I can't make it anything other than that, baby. But one thing I can promise you, whatever you go through, I promise you, I stake my life on it. Thus saith the Lord, I stake my life on it. I'm going to make sure you come into your place of fruition. And I'm going to be right there every step of the way until it comes to pass. And look where we're at. Look where we're at. You was a little bitty not even 6 months old yet. And we walked right up to that man right there. He was so skinny as that thing he's touching. He told y'all the truth. We got food demons we wrestle with. Okay? But he was, and both of us were. I had him in my arms, and now I bring him back to you. I bring him right back to you, man of God. Okay, so I am determined in the name of Jesus to get all the way. I didn't run all the way down the football field a million times before, and it looked like that last yard, I would get tackled. And I get so discouraged. I think, Lord, give me another opportunity to get that ball in my hands again. Then I'd get it again. I'd run all the way down the field. I'd get tackled again. And then it happened. It kept happening. All of a sudden, I started seeing my son grow up. And now he's about to become a man. I'm watching him run all the way down the field. And he'll be doing the best he can. And then he gets tackled right there before he breaks through. Spirit of God said, how long are you going to let this be? How long you gonna let this be? If you got, you look at the team, you wish the team looked like this, this, and this, but the team don't look like that right now. But the one person that is on the field is you and that boy. So what you do is you push him past this point where he wants to quit and where you want to quit. And don't give up. And if you get dropped up at the church early, before church, you ain't got your coat on, it's an hour, it's cold, it's all outdoors, give me the praise anyhow, because I'm able to restore everything. Your attitude is going to determine how high you go, though. And so I made up my mind out there I was going to praise him before I ever even got in here. Praising him in here is easy for me. That's why I trip the way I do and act the way I do. I know y'all think I got Tourette's, and you're probably right. Just saying. There are some strange things about me. But rest assured, my praise is pure. Rest assured it is. That word fruition means that finally you accomplish something. You have the complete success of a thing. You actually bear fruit. God said in the next 365 days, we will accomplish something that has taken us 10 years to gather. The Lord said, I will quickly make it come to pass. I hear the Spirit of God saying, but the location is everything, baby. Location, location, location. There is a place for your breakthrough. Like Hannah had to come right here and get her breakthrough. She wasn't going to get it back there. Had you stayed back there, you'd have been crying through the service. You'd have been crying through the service. But when you went up there, you got your own breakthrough, baby. Now, you might go back down to your circumstances. They might look like they're the same. But I promise you, just like my boy has spoken even to my spirit, man, give him praise anyhow. Do you understand that little dude right there has been my source of encouragement? He don't even know it. I don't drag this boy to church. He beats me to church. And this kid is going through more right now trying to become a man than he has in the totality of his life. If he told y'all his story, my God, today, you wouldn't be able to handle it. God is developing him into a powerful man of God. And I declare that thing right now in the name of Jesus that it is so. It don't make no difference to me if the devil don't like it. Can I get a witness in here? Somebody say amen. These young people are going to be lit up this year. I'm telling you, it's going to come to pass. Man of God, you got to get back. Put your arms down. Instead of them folded like that, put them down, because I'm going to arrest you right now in the Holy Ghost. Them funny things that be coming out your nose and coming out your mouth is about to end. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, I'm going to take the taste right out of your mouth. I hear the Lord say, I'm going to go into your black book and I'm going to erase some friends for you. God said, I'm going to remove some negative influences, because the truth is that you're mad. The truth is that you're angry. You say you promised we to have a daddy a long time ago. You said you put somebody in my mama's life a long time ago. But I hear the Spirit of God saying, I never let you down, son, because it's been me that stepped up to the plate. It's been me that made it happen. You wouldn't have come this far. You would have already been locked up. You would have already had a second degree felony. But God kept you, son. So now you owe him, as never before, to be the prophet of God that is within you, that resides within you. You've been battling two men inside of you, young man. But I hear the Spirit of God saying, you're about to be free. You're about to go forward in the things of the Spirit of the Lord as never before. You're not going to go with this rebellious spirit no more. Sometimes you don't even want to go to church. You lay it all the way down. I feel you, man. I feel you. And I've been there too many times. But you can't win this one unless you just be obedient to the Spirit of God. Not everything going to look like you want it to look like. But God going to make a way. That little place for y'all square footage y'all staying at, God going to bless your mama with a house. God going to give y'all something that you ain't never had before. But it's going to take just a little bit of time. You understand? Because you can't get no pure oil out of an olive unless you step on it. And so y'all been stepped on and stepped on and stepped on. And sometimes you say, this don't make no sense. We ain't even got and we giving. I feel you. I hear you. You say, I'm going to go get me a job. I'm going to put some money in my pocket. And your pockets got holes in them. But I'm telling you, young man, I knew you was called the first day I laid eyes on you. I saw the power and the grace of God upon you and your siblings like I've never seen before in my entire life. And I said, Lord, I know they at the right place at the right time. Y'all might not get everything the way you want it, baby boy, but I'm going to tell you something. God going to show up on time for you and put you exactly where you need to be. Come on, somebody. Now watch what the Lord says to your sister. Watch this. Because you already know about it. You already know this. Watch this. I'm gonna put all my gray hair out today. Watch this. I'm trying to cover it up into my. Anyway, okay. Watch this. See that little girl right there? See, that's your sister, right? between all the three of you, she feels overlooked more than anybody in the family. Because she doesn't shine like y'all shine. She don't talk like y'all talk. She don't move around like y'all move around. So sometimes she feels like she's overlooked. Sometimes she feels like she is just dragging along with you guys where y'all go. You listen to what I'm telling you. The Holy Spirit already showed this to me. But the Lord said that he put a special grace on all three of you. Sometimes she'd get in a room and close the door and start singing all to herself. I hear her just worshiping and singing. But you don't always sing Jesus songs, but you'd be getting out there, baby. I see you in the Holy Ghost, my God, today. And that is your way of getting some peace in your mind sometimes. Music plays a major part in your life. But I hear the Spirit of God saying, you're going to sing right here at this house. And you're going to open up your heart and your mind, and you're going to release yourself to a higher state of being and existence. This little broke down thing that's been going on inside of you is going to come to an end. I arrest it, as a matter of fact, in the prophetic by the Spirit of God. Take your significant place in this family as never before. See, when you know, when you're on your job, you already know everything I said. When you're on your job. But you're not always on your job. And sometimes you don't feel like it is your job. You really don't want to have that responsibility. I ain't nobody's man. I'm boy part of this family. I'm not the man of this family. But God said too many times you've had to rise up as such. Guess what, man? Guess what? It's just a part of life, baby. You'll be a better man for it. Keep taking care of these females, man. Keep taking care of them. Do it as unto the Lord, son. In due season, in due time, they'll be where they need to be. But God will reward you greatly for what you are doing on the behalf of them. You understand what I'm saying to you? Embrace this new place for you, man. And don't you let the spirit of addiction dictate to you who you need to be. You're a black man in this country. You understand me? You're the first one they want to lock up and put behind concrete and bars. Trust me, I know it. You shake that stuff off in that foolishness. Let me tell you something. You'll be at the wrong place at the wrong time, and the devil will try to take your life. That is not for you. When you know you need to take your behind home, go home. I'm almost grown. You so grown, you better go home grown. Amen. Am I right about it? Go home, grown son. It's 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. Go home. Don't let 2016 find you slipping like you did in 15. Stand up and rise up and be anointed, young man, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak freedom to you, young lady. I speak freedom to you in the name of Jesus. See, there it is. There it is. There it is already. I speak freedom to you, young woman. Yeah, you are destined and purposed. You feel out of place because of your age, said the Spirit of God. Because of your age. And sometimes you want to regress back to 2 or 3 years. You say, Lord, I'm right here. And I don't even know how old you are, but I feel that struggle in you. I feel like you're at adulthood is what I feel in my spirit. But I hear the Spirit of God saying, be who you are. Be happy and be at peace with yourself. Quit wrestling with yourself emotionally. I see you laying down to go to sleep when you're not even sleepy. You get so overwhelmed sometimes with your emotions. Be at peace, young lady. I speak to the storm in your life. Your mama's doing everything that she can, baby. Doing everything that she can while she is struggling herself. But God said the prophetic power and grace of his grace is inside of you. You're scared about this next year of your life. You don't know what to do. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, calm yourself down because he's going to cause the right thing to come to you. And then you go on and step out. And you move by faith. That's your sister? Now, you're younger? Yes. Yes, sir, I hear you. Yes, sir, I hear you. I don't know why you children are so young and you allow so much pain to reside in your psyche. Come on up out of their pain. Come on up out of their hurt. Baby, 2016 is ready for you. Oh, yes, it is. You already said to yourself, if they don't want to fool with me in school, I ain't worried about that. I heard you say it. You already said it. You're right, baby. You're right. Sometimes if you can't find no solace, no, we're finding your family. Stay right there. You can't find no solace, find it in the church. Stay right there. Stay right there. This is another one who feels like oftentimes she tags along. You're not a tag along. You're a significant part of the group. And you add something to them they ain't got. Sometimes you say, I just wish they'd listen to me. I got things to say. You said it. The Lord told me you said it. But I hear the Spirit of God saying, say it anyhow. Amen. You don't make no apologies no way at home. That's what I saw. If you want to say something, you say it. And the Lord said, you say it loud, too. So just say it. Be you, baby. Be you and fly. Stretch out your wings and fly. Prophetess of God. Back to you again. Prophetess of God. Prophetess of God. Prophetess of God. Prophetess of God. The devil is lying to you. Prophetess of God. Prophetess of God. Your home will not be torn. Prophetess of God. In the name of Jesus, there will not be division in your home. Prophetess of God. Your mom and daddy going to be all right. Prophetess of God. You soak in things that don't nobody see, said the Spirit of God. But I hear the Lord saying, give it to me. It happens in everybody's home, baby. It happens in everybody's life. You better ask John Michael. You a PK child. And unfortunately, there is a difficulty in that experience. But prophetess of God. Prophetess of God. Call those things that be not as though they were. Say it anyhow, baby. Speak peace into the atmosphere. They're under pressure. They go through things that they can't even talk to other people about.
All right.
I said they go through things they can't even talk to other people about. So sometimes when they talk with each other, it don't be the way it needs to sound like. That's what the Holy Ghost tell me that you're going through. But I hear the Spirit of God saying, prophetess of God. Prophetess of God. Speak peace into the atmosphere. Because everything really is going to be all right. Whatever God started, I trust me, baby girl, he's going to complete it. And you'll, oh, yes, sir, I heard that. Yes, sir, I heard that. Yes, sir, I heard that. You're struggling at school. Struggling academically. And really what it is because your heart wants to give up. You emotionally want to disconnect. You feel like don't nobody like me. Don't nobody understand me. Don't nobody want to hang out with me. I can't even make myself be known to nobody. I don't fit in here. I don't have a place in this life. You even said to yourself, I want to quit. I want to check out. If I disappear, won't nobody even know that I'm gone. But it's a lie, baby girl. I stopped by tonight to tell you 2016 will be a year of fruition for you, woman of God. You will walk in the power and the grace of the Lord, and God will make up the difference for you. Ain't nobody, everybody going to be your friend, baby. But you looking at them right now. You sitting in a row of your friends right now. Hang on to these relationships. They're godly, and they're going to press you into the things of the Spirit of God. Don't worry about some little boy looking at you. You don't need that right now. Look at Jesus and see the Lord, baby, and walk forward in the things of God. The devil is lying to you. You are, well, oh, yes, sir, I heard that. Yes, sir, can I get there? I'll get there real quick and I'm going to get out the way. You, listen, you're just as significant to your daddy as any other child in his home. Let me tell you something. You don't even know this. The devil be lying to you and trying to make you think he cut for Josh more than he cut for you. I'm up in y'all. Y'all forgive me, man of God. And please feed me later. Don't keep nothing back from me. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, look at your brother. Look at him. Deal with him, Holy Ghost. Deal with this is young people night. Deal with him, Holy Ghost. Deal with him, Holy Ghost. Deal with him, Holy Ghost. Get on him before I get over there, Holy Ghost. Deal with him, Lord. Touch him. Touch him. Y'all going through. The Pettis babies, my niece and my nephew. Y'all going through. A lot of people don't know y'all's pain. Y'all come anyhow, though. Y'all truck anyway. Everybody else up here getting anointed with oil and getting blessed, Mama. God, but we hurting too, Lord. There's something going on in my mind, in my heart. Who do I talk to? While everybody else got is getting their secrets discerned by the Spirit of God, I go back home with the same old mess. Oh, I hear the Holy Ghost. But I'm telling you that God said, I'll be a bridge over troubled waters. You are just as significant. He don't love Josh more than he love you. They went through a whole lot to even believe for you, baby. I was there. I was there when they were believing for a little girl. You didn't exist yet. And the prophetic was coming to your mama's womb. We was at, not Walmart, but hallelujah. Burlington Coke Factory. Well, we was. And I said, prophet, he over in the baby section. Y'all don't feel me. They laying hands on stuff in the baby section, trying to get ready for that little girl right there. And I don't even think at that time they knew it was a girl. Because I remember when they walked up to me, I said, I see a big old house, two-story. I think that's the one they live in now. And I said, the Spirit of God said, that's a girl. And she will worship. She will pray. She will come forth with worship. Look at her today. And that's why I'm trying to tell you, you got to fight this thing. Go lay hands on your brother real quick. Go lay hands on your brother. We got to go get him real quick, Jay. We got to go get him, Jay. Go work on him, baby. Go let the Lord use you, son. The devil is a lie. Don't let the devil lie to you. Don't let that devil lie to you. That's your brother. Y'all is brothers here. Don't let the devil lie to you, son. Don't let him lie to you. My God, today, come on up out of that confusion. Come up out of them lies. Don't let the devil take you away with that, man. You sitting in the background, but you need to be in the forefront, said the Spirit of God. Ain't nothing happening to you wrong, Josh. It's all going to happen right in just a little while. The Lord is jealous for you, Josh. It ain't, look, God, I ain't got nobody like everybody else got. Yeah, come on, these young people go through things, y'all. And what they go through is just as real as what we go through. But I hear the Spirit of God say, you got me, son. God said, I'm going to walk with you in this season of your life. Let him do it, Josh. Won't he do it, church? I said, won't he do it, church? I said, won't he do it, church? These are our children, amen, the sons of our ministry. We got to believe God for them. Don't let the devil fool you, Josh. Hug your brother, Josh. Hug your brother. Hug your brother, man. Hug him. Hug him. He see about you, Jay. He see about you. He found your favorite lotion. Who do that? And wrapped it up and gave it to him. Who do that? That's the Jonathan and David relationship them two got right there. And so the devil, look at me, Josh. Look at me, son. Pick your head up. The devil is after the relationship you got with that boy right there and the one that he got with you. You better hear me. I'm going to tell you something that you ain't telling nobody, but I'm going to tell you right now by the Spirit of God. Don't you let the devil do that to you. Satan is trying to lie to you, son. I picked it up early, and I'm telling you right now, it is your set of circumstances of what's happening in your life. But God will make it happen for you. You're not left out. You're right in. Don't get funny bunny with everybody. Don't do that, baby. Don't do that. That's not even you, Josh. You're a happy child. Be happy, baby. Whatever you're looking at that frustrates you, don't worry about it. He'd go through it too. He ain't got no choice but to praise God. I can't tell him nothing else but to give God praise. If I could tell him something that would make a difference to him, I would do it already. If I could have given him what he wanted already by this time of the year, if I could tell him that certain things will not happen and go bad in his life, I would take care of it all. But I'd be lying to him, Josh. So you know what I tell him? I say, praise God anyhow. Worship the Lord anyhow. Lift up your hands and magnify him anyhow. You might as well learn it now, Josh. Learn it now, baby. With them pretty tennis shoes you got on. Pretty. Let the Lord use you. Get up and praise him. Get up. Get up. Get up and listen to your uncle. Lift up your hands before the Lord. Just trust him right now. Just trust him. Just tell him, Lord, I trust you. Just tell him, I trust you. I trust you with everything I'm going through, everything I feel. Y'all got that God as my source? Can we just play it real quick? What time is it? Just praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Just praise him. Just praise him. Come on, I'm here for you right now. Praise him, Josh. Hannah, get up. Get up, Hannah. Praise him. Lift up your hands. Praise him to the words of this song. I dare anybody in this house to praise the Lord right now. We're going into a brand new year. We're going to get a breakthrough like we never had before. Where's that little girl at? Where's that little girl? Praise him, sweetheart. Come on, stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Yeah. Yeah. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him, young lady. Give God praise. Give God praise. Stretch yourself. Stretch yourself and give God praise. If you'll give God praise for 20 seconds, I promise you that everything that you've been through that has hurt you deeply will be removed by the grace and favor of God. It's going to be all right. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not strange. Your head is healthy. Your mental faculties are healthy. I'm not here to embarrass you, baby. I'm here to help you. He is your source, baby. He's your source. Come on, do it for yourself, baby. Do it for you. All you young people ought to praise him. All you ought to praise him. Come on, Jewel. Come on, Angel. Come on, baby. Come on, let's shift. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Praise him. Just praise him. Just praise him. Come on, you young people. Come on. Reach, Josh. Reach, John Michael. Y'all going to go through 2016 together. And me and my brother and you and your brother, we're going to be overseas. We're going to be in Mexico with Pastor Raul. We're going to be in Brazil, South America, Europe and Britain, England, Africa, China. Touch this man right now, Father, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet and bring healing to him. Complete healing. Complete healing so that he can do everything he needs to do for you in Jesus' mighty name.